Hello everyone, and welcome to 10 Today. This is Series 2, Session 7. These are short 10-minute physical activity routines which will get you moving and stretching. They're great for your health, including boosting your mood. And very importantly, they're designed to support your everyday movements, your functional fitness, your flexibility, balance and mobility, such as when you have to reach up, turn, bend down and so on. These simple routines will help you with all that. Just take them at your own pace. There are plenty of options, and if an exercise feels too much, then just take it easy and have a break. All the exercises can be done either standing up or sitting down, so just do whatever feels good for you today. When lifting your arms or knees, only go as far as is comfortable. If you have any problems with your knees or hips, take care not to twist them during the movements. It can also help to pull in your tummy when you're bending your back and just breathe normally throughout the activities. We want you all to enjoy these activities safely. You're responsible for monitoring how you're feeling throughout the sessions. If you feel any discomfort or pain, for example, if you'd feel unwell or dizzy or experience palpitations, then please stop and seek medical advice. By taking part, you agree to our terms and conditions. Please read our terms and conditions on the 10 Today website at 10today.co.uk, and please remember, you agree to take part at your own risk. If you're remaining seated, it would be ideal if you could use a hard chair, preferably one without arms, such as a dining chair that you can sit upright in with a straight back and with your feet flat on the floor. If you're standing, just step your feet hip-width apart, relax your shoulders and take a good strong stance. And you might want to have a sturdy chair nearby to hold on to sometimes, just for balance. We hope you enjoy 10 Today. So, we're just going to start with a warm-up. You're just going to quickly tap or pat different parts of your body. So, briefly tap along each arm, one at a time, in different places. Your upper arm, your forearm and your wrist. Do the same on both arms. Then pat the top of both legs, quickly tapping up and down your legs in various places towards your knees, just for a few seconds. You should be nicely warmed up now and ready to move. Right, we're going to start with push away the water. So, in the usual starting position with your feet hip width apart and shoulders relaxed, hold your hands out directly in front of you at shoulder height with your hands side by side, index fingers touching. Then just tilt your hands so that your palms are facing to the right and sweep both arms out wide and towards the right as if you're pushing away a torrent of water that's rushing towards you. Bring your arms back to the centre and then tilt them so your palms are facing left and sweep out wide in that direction, as far as comfortable. Keep going with those arms, sweeping them out to the right again, back to the centre, and then to the left, pushing that water away. A few more times now. Try to keep your arms at shoulder height and sweep a little bit further back if you can. This is great for your arms, shoulders and chest. The next exercise is forward and low. Lift up your right leg, bending the knee towards your body. At the same time, lower your opposite elbow towards your raised knee. You don't have to touch it. Then return your foot to the floor and your arm to your side. And repeat with your left leg. So raise the left leg up this time. Lower your right elbow down towards your bent knee and return your foot to the floor. If you can touch your knee with your elbow, that's great. Otherwise, just lower it as far as you can. Then keep going, alternating your feet and elbows a few more times, keeping it nice and low. Try and get your legs a bit higher if you can. This is great for your hip rotation, your back and your core. Now it's time for make headway. With this one, you're going to do a rowing action. So start by stepping your right foot forwards, leaning forwards and stretching both arms out in front of you with your palms down. Keep your arms a few inches apart and at shoulder height. Then make two loose fists as if you're reaching to grasp the oars and tighten the grip. Then, in one flowing movement, pull your arms back. Bring your upper body back and step back. Then step forward on your left foot as you lean forwards and stretch out your arms, gripping those oars again. Then pull your arms back, bringing your upper body back as you step back as well. Now, keep going with this, alternating your feet each time. If you're sitting, you can step your feet out to the side at an angle. If that's comfortable, to make it more challenging, just continue making the same flowing movement, pulling back a bit further if you can. This exercise is good for your arms and shoulders, as well as your back and core. Well done. So now it's feel the wind. Start by stepping your right foot forwards and stretch both arms out in front of you. You can lift the heel of your back foot slightly off the floor, shifting your weight to your toes as you move forwards. Open your arms out wide, reaching up and to each side to open your chest. Step your foot back as you lower your arms back down to your sides. It's a nice flowing movement with your arms, starting from the centre and then opening them up and out to the sides and back down. Now, swap feet, stepping forwards with your left foot this time and stretching both arms in front of you. Then opening your arms out wide and upwards again. Keep going for a few more times, just alternating your feet from left to right. You can try to sweep your arms a bit higher and a bit lower if you can. This is great for your arms, legs, shoulders, and balance. Now we're going to reach for the stars. Push both arms straight above your head and with your palms facing forwards. At the same time, rise up onto your toes. Then lower your arms and feet back down, bend forwards, and sweep both arms slowly from side to side in front of your legs. Then straighten up, arms back by your sides, and start again. So, raise both arms above your head and go up onto your toes. Lower your arms and feet, bend forwards, and swing those arms in front of your legs. First to the left, then to the right. And straighten back up again. Let's do a few more of these. Try reaching a bit higher and sweeping a bit lower if you can. This one is good for hand-eye coordination and also helps with your balance and your core. That's great. Well done. Next up, it's Strike of the Serpent. This is a martial arts type movement using the arms. So start by bending your elbows and raising your fists in front of your chest, as if you're about to start sparring. Then just punch your right arm out directly in front of you. Pull it back towards your body, then punch it out at an upwards angle this time, and pull it back. Now, change arms and punch out with your left fist. Pull your arm back and then punch out again at an upwards angle. Keep going, swapping those arms to punch your fist out to start with, pulling it back and then angling it up with a punch. Keep going. And try putting more power into that punch if you can. That's really good. This one is great for your arms and shoulders and your hip movement too. This next one is called Defend the Flanks. So, in the usual start position with your feet hip width apart and shoulders relaxed, turn your upper body to the right, keeping your feet facing forwards, and push both arms straight out in front of you with your palms facing forwards. Then pull your arms back towards your body, bending your elbows, palms still facing forwards, and your hands about level with your shoulders. Now, turn your upper body to the left and push those arms straight out again. Don't put too much tension on your knees. Keep going, turning from side to side and pushing your arms straight out and drawing them back in. So turn again to the right, both arms straight out and push. Then pull them back. Turn to the left, arms straight out and push. Just do a few more, turning from side to side. Try keeping your arms at shoulder height if you can. This exercise is a great one for your hip rotation, arms, shoulders, and wrists. Well done. Next up, it's floor to canopy. Lean forwards and lower both arms down towards your right leg, keeping your hands a few inches apart. Just go as low as is comfortable with a gentle bend in your knees. Then slowly swing your arms up, together and out wide to the right side, sweeping them in an arc or semicircle as you straighten up with your arms above your head. It's a nice fluid movement, so only hold your arms up briefly. Then bring them back down again on that same right-hand side, making that semicircle shape again, sweeping back towards your right leg. So, you're leaning forwards, lowering your arms down towards your right leg, sweeping them out wide and back up above your head, and then coming back down. Do a couple more on your right side. That's good. Now, we'll switch to the left and repeat the movement a few times on this side. Keep going. Try to reach a little bit higher and a little bit lower if you can. This is another great one for your arms, shoulders, and chest. Now, time for our last exercise for today. It's jumping jacks. You might remember jumping jacks from the playground, but happily our version is a little bit more sedate. Just stretch both arms straight out to each side, in line with your shoulders, and at the same time, reach your right foot forward, tapping your toe on the floor and lifting your heel slightly. Then step back and lower your arms back to your sides. Do exactly the same again, this time reaching forwards with your left foot, tapping the toe and pointing your arms straight out to each side. Step back as you lower your arms. Just keep going for a few more times, alternating your foot from left to right, lifting those arms as you step forwards and lowering them as you step back. Try to keep your arms straight if you can. This exercise is really good for your balance and your core, as well as your legs and arms. And that's it. We're just going to finish with a quick shake to cool down. So raise both arms above your head towards the ceiling and just briefly wave your hands and arms in the air. Then lift one leg slightly from the floor if you can, shake it out in the air for a second or two, raise the other leg and shake that one out as well. Or you can just shake your upper body instead. And that's the end of today's 10 Today session. Great work, everyone. We hope you enjoyed it. Doing 10 Today just 3 times a week can have positive benefits for your physical health and improve your well-being too. It's short, it's fun, and you'll simply feel better. So do keep going. You can also watch videos of all the sessions at 10today.co.uk.